Digital Europe, bringing the continent's tech scene to your ears.
Millions of us use social media to interact with each other every day. But what happens when law enforcement turns to Twitter, Facebook, and Flickr to communicate with the people that they serve? Just a few hours north of London, the Greater Manchester Police have had a comprehensive social media strategy in place for more than a year now. That's why last week they invited police forces from all across Europe to learn from their experience. Lars Bevanga reports from Manchester.
Press department is here, and we have public relations here, and both teams will be responsible for tweeting. We have TweetDeck on that.
Kevin Hoy is Greater Manchester Police's web manager and the brains behind the force's groundbreaking use of social media.
We're tweeting because it's an excellent tool for us to be able to have contact directly with the public. We can provide information for them about the local policing service, and we can also ask for information and intelligence about crimes that we're investigating ourselves. And obviously it's a free tool, it's easy to use, and we can have a huge impact with it.
Other police forces around Europe do use social media like Twitter, Facebook and Flickr, but most simply push content to followers and allow for little or no interactivity between police officers and the public. This is where Manchester Police's social media strategy differs sharply. Tweets do go out from headquarters here, but most come from local community police officers aimed at the locals they serve. Jenny George is one such tweeting officer.
If we're dealing with a job, we'll tweet about that job. We'll put pictures on that job. And you'll watch them on the phone stood outside the houses watching you doing the job that you're tweeting about.
Each of Manchester's 59 police districts have two designated tweeting police officers like Constable George. Keeping it so local allows the officers to establish a sometimes very personal relationship with their followers, she says.
We have particular groups of people and they'll tweet to say good morning, good afternoon, ask you how your day's been. People that were very anti-police before now come and sit down every 3 months when I put free tea and coffee on for them. And people will turn up and go, you know what, I didn't understand anything before, now I do. Satisfaction rates have gone from borderline bottom through the roof.
Last August, cities across the UK exploded in riots and looting, and Manchester was no exception. Some politicians called for social media sites to be shut down to prevent people from organising riots, but Manchester Police used the technology to its advantage. Chris Alderman is the head of visual media for the department.
We've used Flickr in the aftermath of the recent riots here in Manchester. We've begun to put on that the CCTV stills and video footage from our unit who were doing the investigation. In the first 4 days, I think, we had something like 1 million hits on those images alone, and we were identifying people as a result from very early on in the process.
After the riots, Greater Manchester Police's number of Twitter followers shot up from 17,000 to nearly 100,000. It helped them catch and successfully prosecute hundreds of looters. But it was also in the wake of those riots that some critical voices began to emerge.
It has the potential to ruin lives of people who are not actually convicted of a crime.
Sunny Hundal is a columnist at the Guardian newspaper and a civil liberties campaigner.
Recently, the police in Manchester, I believe, tweeted about a guy who was suspected of an arson attack on a shop during the riots. And, you know, that person, then someone find out their details and then someone firebombed his place as a retribution. He wasn't actually around during the protests. So the police got the wrong person.
Web manager Kevin Hoy says with thousands of tweets going out each week, the police is bound to make a few mistakes, but he maintains they're very rare.
We're very careful and very clear about what we can and can't tweet, and the information that we would release about people who've been charged or arrested is information that would be in the public domain anyway. It would be available in the local press, so we wouldn't release any detail that wasn't already out there.
Greater Manchester Police's social media strategy has caught the eyes of other European police forces, and last week many of them attended a workshop here to learn more. But one of the workshop organisers, Sebastian Deneff from Fraunhofer Institute for Applied Information Technology in Germany, isn't sure other European agencies are ready for this strategy.
I don't think that this is like a role model that we should copy to all the other countries because we have different cultures, different ways of interactions.
In other words, some police forces have better connections to their countries than others. After all, it wasn't so long ago that there were secret police forces operating in many parts of Central and Eastern Europe. Greater Manchester Police say they're happy to advise other forces on social media strategies, but that each force must figure out what their own public needs. They're also open to the idea of using other social media, like Google+, if and when such channels reach a critical mass of users. Lars Bevanger, Deutsche Welle Radio, at Greater Manchester Police Headquarters.